Some years ago, the only means of going to the bottom of the ocean was in a diving suit. It was made of thick canvas and was complete with weighted shoes, a heavy metal headpiece with a window to look out, a long rope to jerk if something went wrong, and, most important of all, an air hose that supplied oxygen. The diver would jump off the side of the ship, sink to the bottom, and walk around looking for exotic fish or strange ocean plants or even treasure. Everything about the environment into which the diver went was hostile. There were a thousand ways things could go wrong and cost the diver his life. For that reason, the crews constantly monitored the air hose to make sure everything was okay. Friend, that's an exact picture of your situation every day. The environment in which you and I live is hostile to our Christian growth and development. The world is always trying to squeeze us into its mold. The devil is trying to lure you off the track. And the inner corruptions of your own fleshly desires are constantly trying to sap your spiritual strength. In the midst of all of this, one thing is vital. Keep your connections intact with your life support system above. I guess you could say, keep connected with heaven. This means a strong avenue of prayer by which you keep in constant touch and receive strength and wisdom from God. The Apostle Paul understood this key to an effective Christian life. He wrote his first letter to the Thessalonians, and he ended with an exhortation to pray without ceasing. Why? Because he knew prayer would help these people maintain a daily fellowship with God. The Christian who fails to keep his prayer connection strong with heaven above runs the danger of spiritual disaster here below. God is always doing his part. He is always alert to your needs. Make sure you keep in touch with him in prayer in your life of daily discipleship. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.